Every other June, canoes, or yak, arrive at a beach in Juneau. With carved formline paddles in hand, Southeast Alaska Native people row for days to get there. They come for celebration, the gathering of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people, honoring the survival of traditional dance, art, language, and community. Sikuni Fran Houston is a spokesperson for the Ak Kwan. She spoke at the landing in 2022.
The first one I saw that occurred, it brought tears to my eyes to witness this. And it also kind of gives you a little vision as to what our ancestors did.
Yaks have been landing at this beach for much longer than the 40 years since the first celebration. It's the site of an old Tlingit village called Anchgatsu. That means the town that moved. A KTOO listener asked about the Ak Kwan village, fish camp, and gardens that used to exist in the place that most Junoites now call Ak Rak. For this curious Juno, an Ak Kwan elder shares the history. Ak Rak is a park along a beach north of Juneau, with shelters made of stone and fire pits. On clear days, the beach is dotted with couples on walks, dogs sniffing around, and families having picnics. Oral tradition says parts of the beach were cleared of boulders and large rocks to make it easier to launch and land yak. By the time Sikuni Fran Houston was growing up, Ak people weren't living at the village site, but she knows the story of how they first got there.
When we migrated, that was the first area that we... So in other words, we're the first indigenous people of the area.
The oral history has it that the Ak people migrated from the south and deeper in the interior. For hundreds of years, Ak people lived at Anchgatsu, Ak Rak's original name. But in the 1930s, the U.S. Forest Service took over the land after a legal battle with the Ak people. The Forest Service has maintained it as a recreation site ever since. But Tlingit people still use the land for practices like ocean dips and canoe landings, and they say they hope to do more to maintain their connection there. Houston says that around the turn of the 20th century, people had started moving away from the village to Douglas and downtown Juneau to work as miners, and so their children could attend school. But she says the land at Anchgatsu was always in use.
There was a time, too, that there were some people stated that we abandoned Ak Rak. We didn't. We still use it. Not only do we use it, we do take what we need in the area. We use it for ceremonies, but we didn't abandon it.
In the 1920s, the Forest Service claimed the land wasn't occupied. They began to make campsites, trails, and other infrastructure in the area. In 1931, the Forest Service claimed full ownership. Juneau researcher Peter Metcalf wrote A Dangerous Idea, The Alaska Native Brotherhood and the Struggle for Indigenous Rights. He says settlers claiming land was abandoned was a common land grab tactic.
That has been used in a legal sense against Native Americans from the beginning of contact in the lower 48 as well as Alaska. And, most Native Americans would say we never abandoned our land. And it's true, in a moral sense. Just like we, if we own something and, we haven't sold it, we still own it. It doesn't matter if we live there or not.
The same year the Forest Service took control, over a dozen Ak Kwan built cabins on the old village site to stake claim to the land. It didn't work. In January 1932, a federal judge ruled that Tlingit people had given up ownership by not occupying the land. He gave the families a month to remove their cabins. The Forest Service expanded their construction at the site, and by the 1940s, it looked much like it does today. Metcalf says the way the federal government claimed Ak Bay wouldn't hold up today, especially after the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act in 1971. Sitting on the beach on a sunny March day, San Jean Jennifer Quinto gets ready to lead a traditional ocean dip. After setting an intention and reflecting around a fire, Quinto guides participants into the water a little bit at a time. Quinto says to her, Anchgatsu is a direct connection to her identity as Alaska Native.
The way that this was likely also a place of joy for a lot of people, but then also the heartache of the fact that we're not allowed to be connected in that way any longer to this place.
She says the word recreation in Ak Recreation Area can cause people to treat the beach like it's a playground. Quinto says she's often picking up trash from the sites of old longhouses. And she says that if people could only see what it looked like when it was a lived-in village, they might treat it differently.
And you would have seen the house fronts, you would have seen our kutia, you would have seen our people out here, and now there's no trace except for those footprints.
She says that erasure was the start of a long history of reducing the footprints of Tlingit people in Juneau, including the gradual shrinking of Juneau Indian Village downtown in the middle of the last century and the burning of the Douglas Indian Village in 1962. But events like traditional dips in the ocean or the canoe landings at Celebration bring Tlingit traditions back to the land and back to life, Quinto says.
When we're able to gather here for cultural events, those are moments that we get to restore that life to this area. And I don't think it happens often enough.
Sikuni Fran Houston says that when she stands on the beach now, it fills her with gratitude for her ancestors.
And I go out there and I talk to my ancestors and I thank them every time I go out there and say thank you for choosing this area because it's so pretty and so peaceful.
Next week, paddlers will once again ask the Occoquan permission to come ashore in recognition for the history and life of this piece of land. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.